Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Now, relationships, we all have them, right? Family, friends, romantic partners, even that quirky barista who always remembers your order. And let's face it, navigating these connections can sometimes feel like walking through a minefield of emotions. Ever felt that roller coaster of joy, frustration, anger, and everything in between? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy, a blueprint for resilience and clarity, that could actually help us weather those emotional storms and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships? That's where Stoicism comes in. Today, we're diving deep into the role of Stoicism in relationships. And trust me, this isn't some dry history lesson. We're talking practical wisdom you can apply right now to your own connections. Think of it like getting a secret cheat code for navigating the messy, beautiful world of human interaction. First up, let's talk about acceptance. Stoicism teaches us to accept things as they are, not as we wish them to be. Sounds simple, right? But in relationships, this can be a game changer. Instead of getting caught up in trying to control people or situations, we learn to focus on what's within our control, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. This doesn't mean becoming passive or complacent. It means choosing how we respond to challenges with grace and understanding. Next, emotional regulation. Think of your emotions like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, sometimes fierce, sometimes gentle. Stoicism encourages us to observe these emotions without getting swept away by them. We learn to identify our triggers, understand our emotional patterns, and develop healthy coping mechanisms. This doesn't mean suppressing feelings, it's about managing them so they don't dictate our behavior or damage our relationships. Now, let's talk about communication. Stoicism emphasizes clear, honest, and respectful communication. Think of it like building a bridge between you and the other person. Active listening, expressing your needs clearly, and being open to feedback are all crucial elements. Remember, good communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly understanding each other. Another vital aspect is forgiveness. We've all messed up in relationships, trust me, I have. But holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Stoicism reminds us to practice forgiveness, both for ourselves and others. It doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, it means releasing the anger and resentment that weighs us down. Finally, virtue. Stoicism isn't just about managing your emotions, it's about striving for excellence in all areas of life. This includes being kind, compassionate, just, courageous, and wise. When we cultivate these virtues, our relationships become stronger, more fulfilling, and truly enriching. Think about that time you had a heated argument with a friend or family member. Did getting caught up in anger actually solve anything? Probably not. Instead, imagine approaching the situation with calm, clear communication, a willingness to understand their perspective, and a genuine desire to find a solution together. That's the power of Stoicism in action, transforming conflict into an opportunity for growth and connection. Now, I know what you're thinking, all this sounds great, but how do I actually put it into practice? Start small. Choose one key takeaway from today's episode and commit to incorporating it into your interactions this week. Maybe focus on practicing more active listening during conversations or consciously choosing kindness over criticism. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and building strong relationships takes time and effort. But with the wisdom of Stoicism as your guide, you can navigate those complexities with greater clarity, confidence, and resilience. Until next time, striving for virtue, embrace the challenges, and never stop growing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little daily dose of Stoicism. You might just change their life and maybe even your own in the process. And as always, leave me a comment and let me know what resonates most with you. I love hearing from you guys.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.